Last week, Governor Newsom said that the legislature's school reopening bills, SB 86 and AB 86, did not go fast enough nor far enough in getting kids back into the classrooms. He also said that the language of the legislation was stricter than federal guidelines. This week, after some adjustments and clarifications, the bills now have Newsom's full support. Democratic State Assembly Speaker Anthony Rendon of Lakewood said that the bill merges reopening proposals made by the governor and the legislature.
Governor Newsom came out early with a thoughtful approach to quick and safe reopening. Pro Tem Atkins and the Senate teamed with the Assembly to develop a strong legislative plan that took the governor's leadership as a signpost. In the end, we all reached agreement on this plan.
Newsom said he was excited to finally be getting schools reopened.
I look forward after that vote to quickly signing this and moving forward to celebrating the reopening for in-person instruction of schools all up and down the state of California.
Over the past year, students have mostly been learning remotely. Lawmakers pushing to reopen schools have pointed to lower student achievement under distance learning, student mental health while socially isolated, and the burden parents face trying to juggle work and childcare as reasons to reopen classroom instruction as quickly as possible. The plan would provide school districts with $4.5 billion to deal with so-called learning loss, which is the learning students missed out on or backtracked on because of the pandemic. That money would be used on things like counseling, tutoring, extending the school year, and expanded summer school. An additional $2 billion would go to schools who agree to adopt at least some in-person learning by the end of March. To receive the money, schools in counties that reach the state's second most restrictive red tier would need to reopen for all elementary grades and at least one additional grade in middle school or high school. They would also need to offer in-person learning for students with special needs. Schools still in the state's most restrictive purple tier would have less stringent requirements to get the extra funding. They would only be asked to offer in-person instruction for students in transitional kindergarten through second grade, as well as homeless students, English language learners, and those in foster care, among other more vulnerable students. Schools that don't reopen by the beginning of April would start to lose 1% of their share of the $2 billion every day they remain closed, up to 30% of that money. The bill doesn't say how many days a week students would need to be back in the classroom or define what instruction should look like when they do. Students and families would have the option to return or continue with remote instruction. Newsom said it was important to give students the option to return because so much depends on getting kids back to school.
You can't reopen your economy unless you get your schools reopened for in-person instruction. You can't meet the cause that should unite every one of us, the issue of equity, unless you commit to getting our schools safely reopened.
The revised bills ditch language in earlier proposals requiring teachers' unions to sign off on the plan before schools could be eligible for grant funding. It also does not require all teachers to be vaccinated before returning, which some teachers had been pushing for. However, the plan makes good on a promise made by Newsom last week to put aside 10% of the state's incoming vaccines, roughly 75,000 doses, for teachers and other school personnel. Democratic State Assembly member Phil Ting of San Francisco chairs the State Assembly Budget Committee. He said that the governor's vaccine commitment opened up space for a deal to be reached.
I think ultimately what really helped get the confidence of educators was the ability to get a certain amount of vaccine prioritization. And once that occurred, I think you felt that there was a lot more confidence on behalf of the educators who were going back to work.
A statement by the California Teachers Association said, quote, "The plan announced today by Governor Newsom and legislative leaders gets us one step closer to rejoining our students for in-person teaching and learning. From day one, our priority has been the safety of our students, their families, educators, and school staff. Today's proposed agreement includes the multi-tiered safety measures educators have been calling for. It recognizes community transmission rates and the importance of prioritizing educators for the COVID-19 vaccine before reopening for in-person instruction." The legislature is scheduled to vote on the bills this Thursday. I'm Scott Baba, Pacifica Radio, KPFA.